computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We have officially thrown the geek title away from this show. These people, you, our listeners.
It's not a very flattering term.
No, the actual definition of a geek, if you look at the dictionary definition, it's not good.
No, so it's insulting.
It is insulting, and it's demeaning, and it's basically, you know, not who we are, it's not who you are, so we're no longer doing anything with geeks.
I looked up nerd, and I think it's about the same, too.
It is about the same. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is geek, one of the versions of geek is a bizarre circus act, such as biting the heads off of chickens.
Yeah, that doesn't go over too well.
How you get that one. The one that I particularly don't care for, though, is the technically adept, socially inept.
Because we are very cool people.
We're very
socially. But we just happen to be technically knowledgeable as well.
Some would claim that we're more socially adept and technically inept.
Inept.
You guys, maybe.
Yeah.
And we would like to bring that to everyone around us, though.
You!
See? So that is how cyber-tard, cyber-not is being pushed over.
Well, I mean, it's just a kinder, gentler handle for that, so... 602-277-5827, open phone lines if you're having a problem with spam, with viruses, with pop-ups, whether you're from this country, you're from Italy.
Wherever.
Well, actually, no, the translators all left.
They're gone, so we can't.
So you can be from Italy, just make sure you speak American. obviously, the vulnerabilities that are out there, the stuff you may have heard in the news about, the people can attack you through the internet now, and some of that's true, some of it's not. Get the straight dope from our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see all about what we have there. Now let's go to the phones and talk to Brian. He's got a compact cue. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Kim. That's probably a beginner cybernaut.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We like that.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I've got a compact computer that's about 2 years old, and they've got a system save partition on the hard drive.
Yes.
I've looked at the files on it, and nothing's been accessed to anything on that. Looks like it's May of 2002.
That's their recovery partition.
Right. Can I delete the files in that and not affect the system and free up that space for myself, or do I have to keep it?
How much support do you want from Compaq?
None.
Okay.
It's out of warranty. I'm good enough to go.
What's
I'm either going to delete that out, or else basically just do a clean install of Windows XP and just restore the system from there.
How large is this partition on yours?
It's probably about, I think, between 5 and 8 gigs. I think, I'm not sure exactly.
5 and 8 gigabytes?
Yeah, it's a good size chunk.
If it has Windows and all the Microsoft Office and all the junk. No.
This is a hidden partition that.
It's not hidden. It shows up as a D partition, and it's labeled system save.
Oh, okay. If you want to just walk away from the way Compaq does things, I wouldn't recommend taking like one piece of the puzzle out.
Right.
If you're comfortable redoing it, I would redo it so that you know exactly how everything's set up.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably what I'm going to end up doing.
You can go the long road with, or long, I guess either one's a long road. Partition magic or something like that, and combine the two. But then you got the issue of, you said it's 2 years old?
Yeah.
One upside to starting all over again is obviously it's going to be cleaner, faster, boot quicker, more memory, all those things.
It's 2 years old. I've added a bunch of memory to it, and I've changed video cards, so it's no longer the original machine.
It's not even close, though.
So. Just make sure you back up what you do need and then just wipe it out and start over.
Well, but if you're going to do that, make sure you have the original Compaq hardware disks that will tell Windows XP what kind of motherboard you have and all that stuff.
Right. I've got the complete set of Compaq restore disks on it.
Okay, but the restore disks, if you use it the way they intend you to, it may just put the same save partition back on. So you're going to have to
The only thing that's changed on this, the video card is different and there's more memory than what it had.
So. Okay, just make sure don't use their recovery process then.
No.
Make sure
because it'll put it back.
Manually load XP so that you don't have an issue with that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, one other question.
Yes.
On the reload of XP, if I go ahead and just reformat that drive and then put the XP disk in it, do I still have to have like a Windows 98 or some other qualifying disk for it to let me do a clean install of Windows XP on it?
What version of XP do you have? Is it the upgrade or the full version?
Well, I've got an upgrade I think it's the upgrade disk. I'm not sure. I've got the compact recovery disk as well. So
well, again, the recovery disk, you're going to have the issue of it's going to do basically what it's going to put you right back to where you are today.
Okay.
If you have an upgrade version of Windows XP, you will need a qualifying product in order to install it.
Okay.
And you can just have the disk. You don't have to necessarily have the operating system loaded.
Just basically have a Windows 98 disk and just look at the CD drive and pop the disk in and let it.
Correct. During the install, it'll say, "I need to see that you are that you have a qualifying product," and you stick that in there. So
same way it was the previous version.
Wow, deja vu all over again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hearing the music. All right.
Thanks.
Does that help, Brian? You bet, Brian. Hey, have a great and safe Independence Day,
definitely.
All of you. Now, we still have an hour to go. The music just means,
break.
It's time for caffeine break, a little news. It's the data doctor's here talking to you about your computer until 2 o'clock, of course. We're trying to give you independence from pop-ups, spam, spyware, adware, give you firewalls to protect yourself, protect your kids from all the porn out there, protect your old computers when you're going to donate them. All kinds of independence tools at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and check that out, including the most updated news on the latest threat out on the internet. So check all that out. We come back, we got lots of open phone lines, so call in now, 602-277-5827. We're going to try to independently take care of each and every one of you until 2 o'clock. It's the Data Doctors here on the Computer Corner, back after the news.